Good morning, it's time for the Case State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, it is, today you're talking about sort of some signs for needing some extra help for some people who might be older and, you know, needing to sort of get some of that help and what that sort of entails and what to sort of look for.
Yeah, you know, I was reading some articles the other day, and our aging population just keeps increasing. And, you know, one in every five Americans is now age 65 or older. And, you know, that number is going to increase. And they make up about 18% of our nation's population. And again, that is projected to continue to grow. You know, as our population continues to age, more families will find themselves asking, you know, this important question of, does the older person in my life, maybe it's a friend or a neighbor or a grandparent or parent, you know, maybe need a little extra help? And the answer isn't always obvious. So, you know, the National Institute on Aging, after doing some research, reminds many of us that older adults continue living safely and independently for years. You know, others may struggle gradually, making it difficult for family and friends to always be able to recognize when additional support may be needed. Some older adults, you know, don't want to burden their loved ones, while others may not realize they need help at all. You know, so I kind of came up with some signs to look for, and one of the first places to look is in the home. You know, is it becoming more cluttered than usual? Are there dirty dishes piling up where normally there wasn't before? You know, that unopened mail, is it just stacking up? Maybe it's too much for them to take on or really fully be able to understand what the piece of mail is talking about or needing. You know, is there spoiled food in the refrigerator that normally wasn't there? You know, or those small changes can sometimes indicate that everyday tasks are becoming a little too difficult in one area. Also, pay attention to personal care. You know, have you noticed they maybe stopped bathing regularly? Are they wearing a clothing that maybe isn't appropriate for the time of year? You know, it's so hot out right now, but maybe they're wearing more winter clothes when you stop by for a visit. Maybe that's not normal. Another thing is, have you noticed maybe weight loss or weight gain? These, again, changes may indicate that they're having some difficulty caring for themselves. Another important thing to look at and consider and keep in mind is medication management. Are those prescriptions being refilled on time? Are the pill bottles scattered around the house? You know, are they remembering to take the medications as prescribed? As we probably know, you know, missing medications or taking them incorrectly have serious health effects. You know, keep those medications on a schedule for when you take them, because there are consequences if we don't. It's also important to watch for changes in mobility and safety. You know, the older population is more likely to fall. You know, have they experienced a recent fall? Are they having difficulty moving from their chair or climbing stairs? Do they seem unsteady when they walk, where, you know, maybe last time they weren't as unsteady? Falls are one of the leading causes of injury among older adults. And even one fall could be taken, you know, seriously and have major side effects. You should also pay attention to changes in memory or thinking. While occasional forgetfulness can be a normal part of aging, that frequent confusion or poor decision-making, you know, maybe something major has happened in their life and it's just made them pivot a little bit on their decision making. Or even maybe you've noticed personality changes or difficulty completing familiar tasks, you know, may be a sign that maybe it's time for a medication evaluation possibly. And also don't overlook the emotional health. You know, have they been super involved in things within your community that they live in and maybe all of a sudden stopped attending church or community events or even, you know, stopped coming to family gatherings? Those are signs too, that maybe they need some extra help. Maybe now they want to spend some time alone and that isn't normal for them. So if you've noticed one or even several of these signs, you know, don't panic. It's also doesn't necessarily mean that your loved one no longer lives It doesn't necessarily mean that your loved one can no longer live independently. Instead, you know, think of these opportunities as a way to start maybe a conversation. You know, approach your discussion with compassion rather than the criticism. You know, it's how you approach that conversation and maybe find a good time to approach that and have that conversation. Maybe it's not around the family table when everyone's gathered, you know, for a holiday. Maybe you find another time or just in casual conversation and just bring that up in a soft way to express your concerns and then listen to their response to what they have. Maybe they're noticing those changes too, or maybe they have no idea, but it'll bring it to light to them that maybe they might need some help around the house. Many times a smallest amount of support can make a big difference. Maybe they need help with transportation to appointments, or, you know, maybe help getting groceries or assistance managing those medications. And maybe they only need help with one of those things. But, you know, there are ways to help address those needs early. And, you know, the adult can remain in their home and remain safe and healthy and independent for a much longer time if, you know, maybe someone's able to drop off their groceries, or once a week you have scheduled for someone to come in and help fill their pill container for them. And remember, you don't have to do everything yourself. Many communities, you know, in our area offer transportation. You know, the senior sites in many of our communities offer the meal programs. There's caregiver support groups out there, home health services, and, you know, educational resources from K-State Extension and programming that we can come out and do for not only the older adult, but for your families as well. So growing older doesn't mean giving up that independence. It means finding the right support and the right time so people can continue living the life they enjoy. You know, if you'd like to learn more about recognizing the signs that older adults may need some help, feel free to contact me at K-State Research and Extension here in the Frontier District. You know, I'd be glad to connect you with trusted resources and information that can help you and your family member stay independent as long as you can. A good phone number is 785-828-4438.
Some very important signs and some nice tips too. Make sure you guys are informed. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District, 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.